Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry about that. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Yes, I'm transferring. His name is spelled Yaponan. Yaponan.
Okay, perfect.
Last name D'Souza Jr.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, all right, sir, she's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, Yaponan, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, great. So, again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you do meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Great. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Again, you haven't sought out legal representation, advice from any other law firm, or signed documents with another firm for this?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now was it yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
For myself.
Okay. Yeah, again, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you got diagnosed?
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Okay, and have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, what year were you diagnosed with that, Yaponan?
November 2021.
Okay, November of 2021. Okay, just one second. Do you remember the approximate date? If not, that's okay.
It's such a blur.
No, and I understand. I'll put November of 2021 as an estimate. Okay, and was it yourself or a loved one that sprayed the Roundup?
It was myself.
Yourself. Okay, was that primarily at home or at work?
At home.
Okay. At home. Okay, now, I know you mentioned it was at home. Did anyone else in the household use it or any neighbors that you know of?
No, usually the man in the house does his dirty work.
Yeah, I understand. Do you remember the address where you did spray it?
The address?
Mm-hmm.
That was the old address. I don't remember, ma'am. I don't have to.
Okay, no worries. Okay. And how old were you, Yaponan, when you did get diagnosed back in 2021?
I'm 37 now.
Mm-hmm.
4 years back, 3 years back. I guess, 34?
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay. And how many years did you spray Roundup?
About 8 years. It was, what was it, 2010 to 2018.
Okay, I heard 2010 to 2018, so about 8 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and I know it is a little redundant, but you had sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days, right?
I was spraying it like 2 to 3 times during the week. Through that whole 8 year period every week.
Okay, so definitely more than those 10 days, right?
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so you said about 3 times a week, you said?
I said 2 to 3 times.
Okay.
2 to 3 times during the week.
Okay.
And I used the mixed version,
mm-hmm.
also with the concentrated one.
Okay. So you used both versions, and that was with, like, the hand sprayer, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or is this a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay, perfect. Smartphone. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, now I am required to ask of a couple diagnoses that you've previously had. I'll just, you know, run through them, and then if you have had any, you could just let me know, okay? HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, cancer requiring therapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus, or a family history of cancer. Do any of those ring a bell?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, besides the cancers, but I'm probably diabetic by now. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not sure.
No problem. But you haven't been diagnosed with that?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Great. Now, I believe the person that transferred you over said your name was spelled Yaponan. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And did you have a middle name?
No.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And how was your last name spelled?
B-E-S-O. U as an umbrella, Z as a zebra, A as an apple, the soldier.
Okay. I'm not sure if I got this right. I got B as in boy, E S.
No. D as a dog.
Okay.
E as an Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
S as a Sam.
Mm-hmm.
O as an Omar. U as an umbrella. Z as a zebra. A as an apple.
Okay, perfect. So D-E-S-O-U-Z-A.
Correct.
Okay, and I remember they mentioned you were junior, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me?
Huh?
Your gender?
Male. Oh, hey. Can I confirm that this day and age?
Perfect.
I'm sorry, man.
No worries. And what was your marital status?
Single.
Okay, perfect. Okay. What was your date of birth?
February 2nd, 1987.
Okay. I heard February 2nd of 1987 as an 87.
Correct.
Okay. And your social?
594-507915.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Again, that was 594-507915.
Correct.
Okay, great. And how did you first learn the connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
I did what?
Learned that they were connected, your diagnosis and the Roundup spray.
I saw it on social media.
Okay.
About the Roundup and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, I used to use that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, because I wonder, it came out of nowhere. You know, I assumed that. I assumed it was that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they couldn't really pinpoint if it was really that. You know. But then when I started to hear about it, I started doing my research.
Yeah.
All right, man, this is probably the stuff that really messed me up.
Of course. And roughly when was that you were able to connect those dots?
Man, a couple months back.
Okay. Would you say maybe in, like, during the summer?
Yeah, I would say during the summer, yes.
Okay. And that was of this year, right?
Yes.
Okay. No worries. Okay. And what was your height?
6'1".
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And do you know your current weight?
Probably 330, 320.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Now, we do require an email to keep on file. Do you have one that you use?
Knowledge Wisdom, as it's correctly spelled, Knowledge Wisdom 87 at Gmail.
Okay. Perfect. So that was knowledgewisdom87@gmail.com.
Correct. Right.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then again, the number here was 252-629-4269. And this is the best one to reach you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, so I know you said you used it 2 to 3 times a week. Is it fair to say you maybe used it just as a ballpark, maybe 10, 15 times a month?
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and again, you did spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
1 week before my diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Did I spray it a year before my diagnosis?
Yeah, at least. I know you said it was about 8 years. Again, we just need confirmation for this question.
Right before my diagnosis, I don't believe so.
Okay.
Right before my diagnosis, because I had stopped in 18.
Okay.
I started using a different product.
Yeah. No worries. But you did spray it for at least 1 year just before your diagnosis in general, before 2021?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you mentioned you started back in 2010. Was that maybe during the spring?
Where was it? May is on, yeah, around May. May will be considered spring, yeah. I would say May.
Okay, and back in 2018.
That's about right. So that's when the grass is going crazy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And back in 2018 when you did stop using this Yoponin, around what time of year was that? Was that maybe closer to the fall?
Around my birthday, around January, February.
Okay. And again, that was of 2018?
Yes.
Okay. Now, why did you stop using it back in 2018?
I thought the brand was bullshit, to be honest with you. So I just tried to use it. I know some landscaper guys told me about some other products. So I started using the other products that they told me to use.
Okay. So you just kind of replaced it for better products. Okay. And again, you said you would spray it with that hand spray that it comes with. It was never with like a backpack or anything like that?
No. It was on that gallon bottle with the sprayer.
And did you ever use any protective gear when you were applying the Roundup?
Besides gloves? No.
Okay, so it was just gloves then?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you said that was at home. That was like maybe a front or a backyard?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how big of an area that is, by any chance?
I can't get the number off the top of my head, man. Sorry.
That's okay.
That's the square footage.
What state did you use the product in?
Florida, city of Delray.
Okay. Florida, and just in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Was the first time that you were exposed to Roundup, that was spraying it at home?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was you that were spraying it, right? I'm sorry, these questions are a little redundant.
No, that's fine. Yeah, it was me.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Roughly how many exposures to Roundup would you say that you've had in your lifetime? I know it is a little bit of a hard question. We can definitely try to do the math
Yeah, you
together.
must be a hard man.
Yeah, no worries. So if we can round it, I believe I put about 10 to 15 times a month that you'd spray it. Again,
That's
that's
times eight.
times eight. Oh wow. Okay. So I did that. If that was each month, I did that times 12, and then that times 8 years. It looks like it'd be just a little over. I'm sorry, just a little under 1,500 times. Does that sound accurate to you?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's about.
Yeah, especially with all those little touch-ups here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know if the home where you sprayed it, if it was anywhere near a water well?
No.
Okay. Okay. And I know you said you had been exposed to other herbicides. Do you remember which ones?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's okay. Okay.
But that's the main brand I use.
Yeah.
And like I said, the other stuff that I use, I didn't even use it as long. I actually like kind of stopped using it
Okay.
because I had moved probably 2, 3 years after,
Okay.
and I moved to an apartment when I had to do it no more.
I understand. And have you ever been exposed to benzene at all?
No, not that I
No.
recall, no.
Okay. And not Agent Orange either?
No.
Okay.
They're also grass killers too.
I'm sorry?
They also grass killers too.
They
Those
also.
brands that.
I'm sorry, the line's cutting off a little bit. I missed that.
I said they're also grass killers too. The brand you just
Oh,
mentioned.
no, those are just different chemicals that I am required to ask. I know sometimes they can cause similar illnesses. That's why it's just good to cover up our bases here.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no.
Do you remember where, I know it was a while ago, but do you remember where you bought the Roundup? Maybe a Home Depot or a Walmart?
It's definitely a Home Depot. If I were to put, there's a Home Depot in Delray Beach, Florida.
Okay.
That was a Home Depot I used to always go to get home products,
Yeah. And
utilities, and stuff like that.
I know this is a stretch, but do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
Oh man, I want to keep receipt for my taxes.
Okay.
I
No worries, that's completely fine. Did you have any Roundup in your possession? Do you have any at home?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, and have you ever smoked Yoponin?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, have you, or I'm so sorry, are you currently employed?
Yes, I drive.
Oh, perfect. What's the company you work for, the employer?
Well, I'm self-employed. I drive little cargo vans here and there, not all
Okay.
the time, probably twice, 3 times a week.
Okay, well,
Yeah, I
I'm
mean,
glad to hear.
that's
And
about it, though. I don't drive too much like that. Like, really, like,
okay.
twice a week to make a little extra money here and there.
And you said that you just drive cargo, is that right?
Yeah, they are like, it depends on what's on the board. And it could be anything. They'll load up my cargo van. It's a small cargo van, like a Sprinter van.
Oh, okay.
And they'll
Yeah.
load up stuff, and I deliver it. And I do that a
Understand.
couple of times during the week to make some extra money.
I see. I see. Okay. And have you ever lost time from work because of any surgery or treatment related to the non-Hodgkin's?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry about that. Do you remember roughly maybe how long you were out of work?
On and off, I would say about 6 to 7 months.
Okay, 6 to 7 months. And was that directly after your diagnosis?
After the surgery and the chemo.
Okay. And when did you go through that chemo?
Who was that? Maybe January 2022.
Okay. January of 2022. I see. Okay. Do you have any military background?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry these questions are a little out of order here. It seems a little hectic, but...
That's fine, man.
Perfect. Have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay, great. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Okay.
Workers' comp? No.
Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy either?
No.
Okay, perfect. Great. Other than minor traffic offenses or anything like that, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you remember the exact hospital it was that you were diagnosed at?
Bethesda Hospital.
Okay. Hospital. Okay. Bethesda with a D?
Bethesda.
Oh, I see. And do you know, was that down there in Boynton Beach, Florida?
Boynton Beach, yeah.
Okay.
Off of Seacrest Boulevard.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, Seacrest Boulevard is the one you mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. And do you remember the diagnosing physician name or the person that did diagnose you? Do you remember their name?
Paul Lynn.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I see a Dr. Paul Lynn. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and how else has your diagnosis of lymphoma affected your life?
I mean, I'm already lazy, so, I don't have sex as much. much before.
No worries. Well, do you have any difficulty breathing or any sleep issues or anything you want us to take note of?
At moments, I have shortness of breath.
Okay.
Here and there, I've gained some weight through the months, not being really active. That's why I drive.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's about it.
That's good to hear. Perfect. Now, do you have any medical records that do indicate the cancer diagnosis and type? Do you have those on hand?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, again, the hospital name pops up here as Baptist Health, Bethesda Hospital East. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay. And you said it was Dr. Paul Lynn, right? Okay, perfect. Okay, now I know you said that you did go through some chemo. Was that, like you said, towards the beginning of 2022?
Yes.
Okay. And the diagnosis, the treatment, that was all in the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay. What oncology practice was treating your cancer? Was that the same location?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, now I know you mentioned that chemotherapy. Did you ever have to do a stem cell transplant or maybe radiation?
No, I mean, they just put the IV injected into my arm. It was only a 4 or 5 minute session. Did for about 5 months.
Okay.
That's, yeah, before there was a surgery to remove the affected lymph nodes. I was in the hospital for about a good 8 days for that. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah. And again, I am so sorry to that you have had to go through this, but you know, we are here to help. If we can try to get you some compensation, that's what we're here for. Okay. Now we do request an emergency contact just in case, you know, we can't reach you for any reason. Typically we would only contact your emergency contact if we, like I said, can't reach you for an extended period, and this just helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does anyone come to mind?
Oh man, nobody I trust. I'm a loner, so right. I mean, well, there's one number. It's the name is Chris. The
Okay.
number is 407-775-1808.
Perfect. And what was the relationship to Chris?
A friend of mine that I knew for over 20 years.
Okay. Perfect. Do you know Chris's last name?
David.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, now I do just want to go over the information super quickly. I don't want there to be any issues just because, you know, we would have to start over here. Okay, so again, you haven't had an attorney assist you with this, is that right?
No.
Okay, great. And again, you haven't signed any paperwork with a lawyer, nothing like that.
No.
Okay. Now I did take down that you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Okay. And you were diagnosed back in November of 2021, is that right?
All right.
Okay. Now you did spray that at home. You were about 34 when you sprayed it. You sprayed for about 8 years. Okay, looks like everything is right here. Again, the social was 594-507-915 and date of birth February 2nd of 1987. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. The email on file is knowledgewisdom87@gmail.com, with the 252 number being your primary phone number. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I see here you started spraying Roundup back in May of 2010. You approximately stopped in February of 2018. You kind of just replaced it for better products. Okay. Okay, looks like everything is great. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I do have to, oh, there's an error here. Okay, I am going to make a document for this. Now, this document, it'll just take me a second. I do want to review the information just to make sure there are no errors. Okay,
Okay.
and then this document I'm going to send out to your email and your text messages. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Say again?
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Makes it a little bit easier. Okay. Deponent is Susan Jr. Perfect. Okay, now I am sending this now just to make sure there are no issues. And you should be receiving that, like I said, in your email and your text messages. Have you seen that pop up? Okay, for some reason it didn't send to your text messages, but it did send to your email. Do you have your email available?
I got the email.
Okay, perfect.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so are we done?
Let's see here. Just one second.
Do I have to sign a document at this moment?
Oh, yeah. That way, if you have any questions, I am here to help. Again, this document is just so we can go ahead and get, or so the attorneys can get started on the case. And with this, they'll have permissions to go ahead and pull those medical records.
Just sign everything.
Okay, perfect. I did just receive it on my end. Great. And then I will send you an email as well. Your phone into this Knowledge Wisdom 87. It'll have my contact information as well as the firm's contact information. That way, if you have any questions, you can reach out, okay?
Okay, ma'am.
Perfect. And then they will be reaching out within 48 hours. They're just going to be verifying some information with you. It should be a fairly quick call. And besides that, thank you so much for your time today. I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.